So, four songs for the Mr. Sing. Any supermarket names? Panic in the Supermarket, Citizen Fish.
Supermarket Song from Leftover Crack.
Supermarket Sweep by the Auto Nomads.
And Sing a Little Song from Desmond Dekker.
In reverse order. All of those. There you go.
Well, that was a nice story. I'm not sure that this one's so much of a nice story. Just a bit of an odd one, really.
An old lady, age 80, threw her change into the engine of the China Southern Airlines flight. She crossed the tarmac to board, causing the flight to be delayed for hours and causing her to be taken off for questioning. She did it for luck, apparently, because she's a Buddhist.
She was praying for safety, but I don't think that she got very good feedback from the rest of the passengers who were delayed for 5 whole hours.
5 hours. Yeah. Oh, my God. There's a bit that there was two praying for safety on aeroplane. There's the Asian Airlines thing where the flight, the engine went kaput in the middle of the flight, and the pilot or one of the crew told the passengers they should pray for safety.
Thanks, because I'm getting on a plane in about... less than 12 hours. So, yeah, that's just the sort of story that I need.
Wear your lucky pants. Don't chuck your coins into the engine. That's my advice to you. Don't bother praying. It's a completely useless activity. So for the 80-year-old woman who threw her coins into the plane's engine for luck. Lucky Number by Lena Lovitch. Fantastic record, that.
And I will not be taking any coins on my flight to Sydney tomorrow morning.
I bought that as a 12-inch as a youngster.
Did you? Bless you.
Still got it.
I always hated that song at the time.
Did you?
Yeah. I like it now, but I was a bit too young for it, I reckon. That wasn't a backhanded, like, dig at you being
I've
old
lost
or
the
anything.
Next story.
I've lost it too. That's what I was
this
just
is
trying
about,
to find.
Oh, here we go. Police patrol Welsh Village to head off hunters of LSD stash. Diffyd Powys Police are acting on a claim of 1977 Operation Julie detective that LSD tabs are still to be found in former West Wales drug factory. Oh, we could have played Julie's Been Working for the Drug Squad. That was about the Clash. That was all about Operation Julie. But basically, it was a massive drugs raid on an LSD factory where a lot of the policemen ended up absorbing lots of LSD into their clothing and onto their skin.
40 years ago, and it's still there. There's still traces of it. 40 years. How did they find this out?
I don't know. There's someone who was involved in it's written a book and said it's all there. Which does sort of, you know, we've seen a television programme, haven't we, about methamphetamine factories and the levels that remain in of chemicals that remain in people's houses for years afterwards. And it's quite worrying, really.
Wow, I'm quite fascinated by that story.
Oh, well, I tell you what makes really good radio, Sean. I know you've got a doctor of radio, and I hate to mansplain this to you, but reading things quietly to yourself live on air is not really engaging radio.
No, you've done it a few times already this evening as well. We're really not on the ball. Do you know what I think it is, as well as being tired? We've got no interaction whatsoever.
I think it's the first show ever that no one's ever hit us up on the Facebook page.
It really makes a difference because you sort of, your energy levels kind of fall by the wayside. But again, that is rubbish radio. You should just feel the...
5,000 listeners, they reckon we've got at any one time.
What? Just us?
Yeah, well, no, we've got about five.
Community radio.
Fine, yeah. Anyway, this is Goldie Looking Chain, who are also Welsh, and this is LSD.
Right, it's Animal Senior. The other night, I went out. I got fucking wrecked. I took loads of them fucking mushrooms and fucking them hallucinogenics, innit? And I fucking lost it, didn't I? This is the way it fucking goes.
Safe as fuck. I've took an acid a load of times. I spent my arms stretched a few times longer than they normally are. I feel like I can fly up in the air. And my mother's really funny when she walks in the room and wobbly like,
I've had flashbacks, I've had all the shit. I thought I was a Woodstock in 69. I fucking didn't know what was going on, but really I was just downhill. It was a fucking terrible time. Don't take the LSD if you've got a weak mind. You knows it. Stay safe. Look after yourself. GLC, you knows it.
As soon as you see the colours, you're there, son. In
it. I was on a party in Pill the other night. A clerk gave me a trip, he said they were alright. I looked him up and down and gave him Usain Frank. He was pretty fucking safe, not your average trans clown. He had something sweating in his greasy fucking paw, but he was made of paper and didn't smell a fucking draw. He got him from a bloke called Oiganja 99. I heard he took five and said that he was fine. Now it's my turn to take the mic, look dot. How was I supposed to know I lose the fucking plot? The room stand is finished, I put them in my belly. I suppose it happens after eight fucking jellies. I chugged a massive white ears, I saw the melting walls. I took a step back and fell over Benoit balls. My eyes started to dilate and I felt fucking great. After the ninth fucking trip, I started to hallucinate. In the corner was my mate, they called White Balls. I stared at him hard and didn't recognise him at all. I made my way out of the room, I didn't fucking stall. I began to freak out and walk into a brick wall.
Gotta take some more, gotta push it to the edge. Blank was on his ass, buffing in a fucking edge. Wrecked up on trips, his mind's in bits. His bowels are loose and I think he's got the shits. Had a word with Eggsy to see what he thinks. Fucking go to the pub and have a couple of drinks. You start feeling fine if your mind's around the bleach. If you feel fucking funny, then you better not think. Otherwise you panic and you mean piece of stink. It's obvious, but not to see.
Thank you.
So some acid tunes, including a song that's popped into, it's gone in, moved into sort of popular culture, really, hasn't it? Danny D with what they call it, acid.
Oh, yeah. That took me back. That was a wicked
it's
song.
Rubbish, really,
it was wicked though. It just takes me back to an era. It's so good.
And before that, a Square Pusher with acid tape track, and kicking off that bracket, the rather naughty Goldie looking chain with LSD.
Oh, and thank you so much to Kaylon and Lena who called in during that bracket as well. It's really nice to have some company. We were feeling quite lonely and dejected, so they decided to give us a call and say hello.
Thank you very much for that.
So we're going to be with you just over half an hour. We've got more news stories and more tunes to bring you.
Now, once upon a time, there was a famous English rock band who broke all the rules with their unusual guitarists. Their guitarists' unusual and groundbreaking style and their vocalists' quirky behaviour and miserable demeanour and fine lyrics. And that band was the Kinks. And this is a Kinks song called Clichés of the World, B-Movie, which could have been written about another singer in an English rock band, Morrissey, who's having a B movie made about. Well, I say it's B movie. It will be a B movie. Don't have B movies anymore.
No, you don't. People won't even know what that is.
No,
probably
the youngsters.
But yeah, I'm really quite.
Although I'll tell you this. I said to someone, he looks like Keith Richards, and someone said to me, who's Keith Richards?
No.
Yes.
I'm feeling quite nervous and sickened and quite uneasy about this whole idea of a Morrissey biopic. But I do like a music biopic, no matter who it is. So, you know. But I think it's going to, like, be quite sickening, really.
It's unauthorised, which means it might...
Oh, it might it not might, be then.
It might be...
warts and all.
Warts and all, yeah.
That'd anyway, be quite interesting.
This is the Kinks with Clichés of the World, B-movie.
By alien beings to another galaxy deep in space, to a planet where a man can live out his fantasies and experience unimaginable pleasures. But morning comes, and soon the realities of life will shatter his illusions. And the cliches of the world will bring him down. But still, he's waiting for a change.
So about the Morrissey biopic that's going to be made, The Kinks with Clichés of the World, B-movie.
So if you see any interesting news stories throughout the week, then please share them with us on the Facebook group The Liquidizer. If you haven't joined us already, then just look us up on the old Facebook. We're a nice bunch. We're usually a bit more talkative than this on the old social media too.
Welly's so, on the old social media. He's listening to the show. G'day, Welly.
Hello, Welly.
Nice to have you on board. Haven't lost that job already, have you? They rumbled you.
Oh, no, I don't think he's feeling very well. So get well soon.
Oh, get well soon, Welly. it's you shouldn't be sad when someone really, really old dies. You should celebrate their life, shouldn't you? 91-year-old Michael Bond, the creator of Paddington Bear, died last week. And it was they were wonderful books. One of our children, or if not both of our children, now one of our children wore Paddington Bear's boots for about the first, his second year of his life.
They were actually my Paddington Bear boots that I'd worn when I was a toddler. and then I passed them down through the generations. And one day...
I thought he robbed them off. I thought he taxed old Paddington for them and stuck them on his own feet.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it was. They weren't your Paddington. They were yellow Wellington boots off of the Paddington tour.
Well, I stole some Paddington Bear boots off of him as well. So, you know, maybe they're...
Even the film, the old film of Paddington Bear they made, which I watched on my way back to London on a plane a few years ago, was very good.
And the TV series in the 70s was adorable too. Lovely Paddington Bear.
The greatest line of any Paddington Bear book was where he gets arrested for something. The policeman says, "I'm going to have to take you into custody." Paddington says, "But I don't like custard." Lady Marmalade, La Belle.
All for Paddington Bear's creator, Michael Bond, who passed away this week.
Everybody will understand the reference to that, won't they?
Well, what I thought was lovely as well is that there is a statue of Paddington Bear at Paddington Station on a bench, right? And apparently people were going and putting jars of marmalade next to the Paddington Bear statue in honour of his creator, which I thought was a nice tribute. We play tunes relating to stories that people have shared with us across the world. And there's been some... there's usually some nature ones, some sciencey ones, some celebrity ones. This one's about birds.
Yes, yet another bird story, folks.
Who drum to a beat. Musical birds.
Apparently birds are the only other animals that have got rhythm.
So palm cockatoos don't simply warble or croon, but they're from Northern Australia and they're drummers. So they break off sticks or seed pods and then they hold the object in their feet and then they wrap them against the hollow tree branches. And the knocking of twig on wood to a female palm cockatoo is quite effective.
It's a miracle that the same it doesn't have the same effect for human drummers.
I knew
it?
You'd have to get some drummer joke in there. I just knew you would. It wouldn't have been right otherwise.
We had to play this.
This way where the sun don't shine.
So for the birds from the Northern Territory that bang in time. Soul Drummers by Ray Barretto. And the Stone Roses with She Bangs the Drums.
They don't just make noises in time. Like, they're, it's... Because apparently a lot of other birds... I've been reading up on this.
You like your birds,
I do,
you?
I do. And
You're a bit of a twitcher.
I am. And I'm not ashamed of it. And they're... So there are other birds who make sounds to attract mates, but these are the only birds who use an implement to drum to a rhythm to attract the ladies. So it's a little bit more complicated. Apparently, the scientist who's been researching them says that it was a small step for some bright birds to start tapping with some of the sticks that they make, that they snap off to make nests with. And they found the sound pleasing. And he said, if the females liked it, you can see why it would take off.
It's interesting business, though, isn't it? This music stuff, you know. If you think about what music is, it's people banging on bits of skin with sticks or whatever and twanging what is essentially an elastic band around a shoebox, kind of, but it makes a very pleasant sound. By and large
and somewhere along the line everybody's
crazy about it. Everybody's crazy about it. It can make you feel happy, make you feel sad, jolly you along at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when you've got lots of work to do. You know, it's a funny old business, isn't it? It's music, this music business.
Fundamental human thing, apart from this one set of birds.
Yeah, I wonder if they drop the sticks repeatedly throughout their little performance.
Oh, go on, do some more drummer jokes.
No.
Okay.
You've put me on the spot now.
Actually, no.
That's like, that's like poison to
They're quite derogatory. They're quite derogatory and probably not very politically correct at any stage anyway. So we got another story.
Anyway, everybody's heard them before, haven't they? Now?
They have.
What you call someone who hangs around with musicians? A drummer.
Oh, dear.
How do you know when the stage isn't level?
That happened.
The drool comes out of the one side of the drummer's mouth.
I thought you were going to say that the drummer falls off, because that happened to us. The drummer falling off the stage. It was a beautiful moment. Mm. So have we got another story here the liquidizer?
This isn't such a great story, actually, I've got to say. Australian police charge... Oh, no, that's the wrong one. Man's fingertip bitten off at Sydney wedding reception. And they've beat this story up a little bit. You know, you'd think it gives the impression from the headline that it's all kicked off at some wedding and someone's got their finger bit off and, you know, it's all happy, but it's not. Really, it's bloke went in to steal a handbag. At the wedding reception, a scuffle broke out, and a 47-year-old man's fingertip got severed. So that's not really very good at all, is it? So
no.
Anyway, we'll just play. we will just play Comus. Is it Comus? I never know how to pronounce that. And Bitten. And if you're still around after you've listened to this, then we've got one of our favourite records in the world ever coming straight up after it. So stick around.
Oh, funny rhythm.
Up Middle Finger from Oxide and Neutrino, and Bitten from Comus for the story about the guy who got his fingertips bitten off at a wedding reception. Now, don't forget, if you see any stories through the week that you think we could attach some tunes to, then please post on the Facebook page throughout the week. We may well be, we will keep you updated, but we may well be doing a special punk edition with some special guests over from Melbourne Community Radio punk show, Girls Radio Offensive, next Tuesday. But we'll keep you posted on the Facebook page.
And so, final story. We'll just say thanks for posting up all your stories this week. It was a fantastic response to the show this week. Thanks for listening. And those who've let us know they're listening, much appreciated.
And have a lovely, lovely week.
Have a great week, yeah. So, final story. The big story of the week is that a cardinal is being brought home from the Vatican to face historic sexual assault charges. And it's sub judice. We'll say no more than that. But we will play this. Good night, folks.
Night-night.
I'm so alone, my love, without you. They ever be apart.